Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Good morning. Good morning, Voices of Hope, family and friends. This is your host for the day, LaTanya Lady Quarterback Rush, filling in for Minister Kim E. Underwood, coming to bring you a gleam of hope for your entire family. You know, there's always something on the show for everyone. So tune in every Saturday morning for your gleam of hope. Hey, 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 it's me. I'm back once again. It's me. As always, Minister Kim, I thank you so much for entrusting me with your train, allowing me to be the conductor for the day to go ahead and drive us to where we need to be. Such an honor and such a privilege. I don't take it for granted, and I'm so humbled, so humbled. Those of you that missed the show last week, baby, that show was off the chain. That's an old saying. I'm telling my age. That show was good. We started off with talking about understanding your bloodline. And if you've missed it, don't worry. After today's show, you can go onto the website, www.themorningglory.org, and you can hear it, or you can always log on to the Blog Talk Radio station and listen to all the archive shows. But last week was the introduction to something. When I tell you, manna was falling, it was just dropping. And Minister Kim was supposed to be off, but she called in on route to doing what she does best, and that is the ministry. And we had a good, wholesome conversation. I listened to it again last night, and I was like, wow, that, it was some good stuff. I even heard stuff that I didn't hear the first time. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and listen to that so you won't miss anything. But today's topic is going to be Understanding Your Bloodline Part 2. And we're just going to kind of tie it in. Last week, we laid the foundation of the purpose of the blood as it runs through your body, you know, all the other good stuff. I'll do a recap shortly. And then today, we're going to tie it into the spiritual meaning and give biblical principles and biblical scriptures for it. So I would advise you now, go get your pen, your paper, grab your family members, friends, call your neighbors, text your girlfriends, get your boys, because we're about to go higher right after this.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa. Why?
He's got a
whoa.
Why?
Come on. That's my thing for 2016. I ain't worrying about nothing. You understand me? I ain't worrying about nothing because God's got it. That's a place you got to be. That might be a whole nother show. But today, we're going to talk about understanding your bloodline, part two. Last week, I gave just kind of like an overview of the blood, the purpose of the blood, why we need it. And what we came up with was that the blood is basically a vehicle. It's a vehicle that carries nutrients. It carries red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets to every part of the body. We talked about how the heart of the blood through the body. We talked about how the blood reaches the arteries, the veins, and the muscles so that the entire body is supplied with something. The blood also carries waste, from your body. So just to give an overview of what the blood does, and then we relate it to your bloodline. Several years ago, there was this big craze about understanding your ancestors and where you came from. And, you know, people were doing all this background stuff. They were doing family trees to see how far back they went, what tribe they came from. But my question was, they got the basis of it, but did they find out if your family had businesses? If they were ever convicted, do we ever think about our bloodline as it relates to anger issues, and things of that nature, as it relates to, what the people before you, generations before you did and encounter? Because what I've come to realize and the revelation that we got last week was that the bloodline repeats itself. It's a pattern. It repeats itself. So everything that you're dealing with today and you're seeing today in yourself and in your children and in your grandchildren could not necessarily be them. It can be something, it could be a pattern that happened in previous generations. It could be something that, your uncle, great uncle did or grandfather did or aunt encountered, and it just kind of went down the line. For me, I realized that it was oppression and depression that kind of went down the line of my bloodline. Minister Kim, she was transparent about the fact that it was anger, that, anger challenges that went down the line. So just to give you all something to think about and kind of give you an update, a recap of what we talked about last night. It was a lot in there. How your bloodline is equal to your inheritance. If you inherit these traits. And the other revelation that was revealed was as the blood passes through the heart is the pillar for that generation. The heart represents the pillar for that generation. So when the blood comes through the heart and the heart pumps, it has the ability to pump the blood and forces it to travel again through the body. Now, if it's the pillar, if you're the pillar of that, you have the ability to stop whatever infiltrated or whatever infected your bloodline before it got to you. And how we do that is through prayer. Through prayer, through fasting, through acknowledging that that's what this is, through being aware of what's going on. You have the ability to stop generational curses. You have the ability to stop flawed character traits that can be passed through that. So we just talked about a lot. As I said, go on the website, listen to the archives, shows to get more of it. Today, we're going to focus more on the spiritual aspect of it, and we're going to kind of hit some points biblically. With that being said, I'm not doing this by myself this morning. I'm always going to bring out my girl, my prayer partner, my intercessor. I love her. I know her as friend and sister. You know her as the radio angel, Kim.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Lady Quarterback, and good morning, listeners. We want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come and join us today, because this is a form of fellowship, whether it's in person or whether it's virtual. And this is a fellowship of virtual, I was going to say virtuousness. That's wrong right there.
This is a fellowship of virtuousness. Okay, all right.
Yes, we're fellowshipping virtually. There we go. So we want to just thank you so much for being a part of this morning glory, gleam of hope. Oh, my goodness. So I'm so excited. Last week was crazy. That's all I have to say. It was crazy. And Minister Kim, forget it. She's like, I got calling. She called in. Girl. She brought it in, and you know she was talking about that. She was talking about that still up until yesterday, about the show and everything. I was like, this lady is a mess. Oh my!
And she was driving.
Exactly, but she was getting all excited. She was, but it was good to hear from her and good for her to be a part of the show. Unfortunately, she won't be a part of the show this morning. But you still have Lady Quarterback and Radio Angel to
Radio
take the
Angel.
Wheel. So what I want to actually kick in, and this is just a continuation from last week, I want to start off with a scripture. So when everybody, I'm sure that you do have a Bible next to you, or maybe you have your tablet or iPhones or whatever it is that you use, Android or whatever it is, go to your Bible. We're going into Matthew's. Going into Matthew's, and the book is 27, and the verses are 24 and 25. I'm actually going to read this out of the New Living Translation. Okay, so, all right. Everybody ready? Ready?
Okay. Ready.
So, it reads, once again, we're coming out of Matthew's 27, verses 24 and 25. Pilate saw that he wasn't getting anywhere and that the riot was developing. So he sent for a bowl of water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. The responsibility is yours. Verse 25. And all the people yelled back, we will take responsibility for his death. And we'll take responsibility of his death and our children. Well, let me say that again. And all the people yelled back, we will take responsibility for his death and our children. What's so interesting about that, I you know, a lot of times when we read things, we're reading it just to be reading. Because sometimes you just need to just read the word. But when you kind of start pulling things apart because you're looking for different things and just getting some revelation, things start to stick out, because this stuck out to me. Like, this was way before we had this on the show. I mean, I had called up Lady Quarterback, and I was like, oh, my God, let me tell you, let me read the scripture. And we were talking about that for a couple of days. Couple of days. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And then you think about the different things that go on in your life, and you say, wow. You sit back, you think it's your issue, but in fact, it's quote unquote a generational curse. Things that have been poured down, not poured down, but have went down the bloodline, as what you have said earlier in regards to maybe your grandmother, your great-great-grandmother, your great-great-great-grandfather did something that now is trickling through the generations. We know that to be evident with the Kennedys. We know that to be evident with the Rockefellers. You know, well, it's speculated, speculated allegedly. But those who are in, those who, you know, roll in the spiritual world, we know we see things that, you know, the average eye doesn't see. That's why you need to be tapped into the Holy Spirit. The only way you can be tapped into the Holy Spirit is if you give your life to Christ. Yes, I was plugging Christ just now. That's what we do here. We plug him.
Shout out. Shout out to Jesus.
He's our superhero.
Yes.
Exactly. Shout out to Jesus this morning. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Jesus Christ this morning. Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling so like, this morning. Well, okay, back to the subject.
I know.
So,
right.
So, you know, it's really just very interesting. And see, before we could say stuff to you, we have to bring it to you via the Bible. Because we want you to know that we're not making this stuff up. We're not. We're not just, it's not coming out of our heads. You know, we're not going down the street and picking it off the corner. No, we picked it out of the Bible. Right, straight out of the Bible. Again, that's Matthew 27, verses 24 and 25. You can read it yourself. And then when you read it in the, when you read it in a Bible that has the, what's the thing in the middle of the Bible? The references? What's that thing called? Yeah. So when you read it there, what it does is it takes you on to different,
scriptures.
Right. It takes you to different scriptures to back the scripture. So that's key, having a Bible that has a reference in the middle of the Bible. You guys know what I'm talking about. If you don't, just ask the bookstore keeper. That's wrong right there, the bookstore keeper.
I know, I was wrong all morning. Exactly.
I don't know. Shout out to Jesus one more time.
But you know, this is, it's very, very interesting because we do not know. It's what did God just give me? In the process of being emotional, in our emotions, we do state claims and proclaim things that we might not mean. And then we don't remember that we did them. And then when we say it or things begin to manifest, then we want to know what's going on, and now it's the enemy. No, no, no. You state a claim. And I'm thinking about it because I read this verse in the King James Version, and I was reading along with you. And he was like, look, he done took out some water. He done washed his hands. He done made it known. He was like, I ain't responsible for this bloodshed. I'm not going to do it at all. And then it said, and then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. The kids ain't got nothing to do with it.
But wait. You know what's so nice about that? You know what's so nice about what happened in that whole scripture? Is notice how Pilate understood blood. Understand, you know, we got to look at it from that point of view, is the crowd was negative, but he was positive because he's like, listen, like you said, I'm washing my hand of this blood. So when he washed, because remember, the man is the head of the house. So when he washed his hands of that blood, he washed
it
of his whole family.
His
whole family, he didn't have to say it because he's the head. And as you know, when you look through the story, he has a wife. And you already know they have children. So he was like, you know, listen, I understand what it means to do things that can hurt my seed. And this is not one of those things. But the people who are ignorant, they were like, oh, no problem. We got this. They were so caught up in the emotions.
Let's kind of give them an overview. The story that we're talking about and we're referring to is the story when they brought Jesus Christ to Pilate for him to be crucified. He was captured. he was, you know, flogged, all of the things. And then they wanted to crucify him, but they had to bring him before Pilate, who was the governor at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Who was the governor at that time. So this, to kind of give people an overview and kind of up to speed on what we're talking about, just in case you're like, what? And it's okay, because it took me a minute. There's so many stories in words, you get them all confused. So we came up to the point where Pilate, like she said, recognized who was before him and acknowledged who was before him and was like, I don't want any part of it. I don't have nothing to do with it. My family don't have anything to do with it. Let me wash my hands, literally. And I'm going to be innocent of this one right here. I can't even partake in this one. Not saying that, mm-hmm. you know, he was clean or that he had not done things, because apparently he had done things that maybe would not have been ethical for them to feel comfortable to bring Jesus to him. That's a whole other revelation. But he had sense in this one right here. He was like, I ain't going to do this. I'm innocent of this blood right here. You know, and in their emotions, they cried out, okay, we'll take responsibility for it. And in those couple of days we were talking, I was talking to my goddaughter about it, and she brought up a point about could this have been the start of the Holocaust for a generation of Jews, because their ancestors or their bloodline took responsibility or innocent blood. And shout out to Jesus. And in that, you know, caused a generation or called descendants of that bloodline to go through what they went through. See, understanding your bloodline is so deep, people. It's so deep. It's so deep. And I really believe that it's so key that God is bringing this up or causing us to be aware of this at this time and this season, because look around you. Blood is being shed daily.
Yeah.
Today I was studying, and I got up this morning and I was praying and asked God what he wanted us to talk about. We have to understand the whole purpose of the sacrifices in biblical time was the shedding of blood. So blood mm-hmm. is significant. It's significant. It's always been significant, and it's still significant to this day. We have sacrifices that happen within our families on a regular basis, whether it's spiritual blood or it's physical blood. But us to understand that. So what we talked about yesterday is everything that you're going through today or everything that you're faced with and dealing with may not be personal. It may not be just about you. You just need to understand what's going on. Now, I'm not freeing you or I'm not clearing you from everything, because you got to be accountable for some stuff. But a lot of stuff could just be what's on your bloodline and you inherited it, whether it be blessing or cursing. Radio Angel, this here scripture, you know this scripture right here messed me up.
Girl, you messed you up.
It took me to Cain and Abel. When the Bible said that the earth cried, Cain killed Abel. Abel's blood. His
mm-hmm.
blood cried out from the earth. What?
This is deep. And you know, but you know what? Hey, check this out. Did you notice this? Man can reproduce just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everything. He can, mm-hmm. you know, he can give you artificial hips. He can do a whole bunch of different things for you than the medical world.
Mm-hmm.
However, what is it that he can't reproduce? And it's
come
the
on
blood.
Here.
Have you ever heard of artificial blood? No.
No.
That's just how important blood is. That's just how important God made blood, that it can't even be reproduced. We can make robotic children, but we can't make blood. We can give you a brand new hip.
Come on.
We
here.
Can put screws in your legs, but we can't make blood. Think about it, people. If we can't reproduce blood, then you already know it is a precious commodity.
That's good.
A precious. It's something that God had put in place that cannot be replaced. A human being dies tomorrow, another one is born today.
Mm-hmm.
Reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot mm-hmm. reproduce blood. So what mm-hmm. I want you all to do is really, really take the time out, you know, for the remainder of the year and really just study the blood. Study mm-hmm. just how powerful the blood is to you and how it will assist you in going forward. Talk mm-hmm. and really think about your generation. I mean, think about your family. Talk to your family. You still
mm-hmm.
have your mom around. You still have your grandma around.
Mm-hmm.
And communicate. The other thing is that what Lady Quarterback said was there's curses that come through the line
mm-hmm.
and then there's blessings that come through the line. So
mm-hmm.
the blood, just because we're talking about curses and Pilate and Jesus being put on a cross, just because we're talking about that doesn't mean that there aren't precious gifts that are coming through the blood. Here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, on my father's side, was a prayer warrior. When I say she slayed in the night, she on the floor with her face down. But you know, my father always kept on her knees. But that's another story. Shout out to Jesus on that one. But because of that, that was something that came through the pipeline. My grandmother on my mother's side was a prayer warrior. That's something that came through the pipeline. That was a blessing. That was my inheritance. That was the wonderful blessing that came through the bloodline into me. And
mm-hmm.
that's why
mm-hmm.
I'm able to go forth and be able to pray. Somebody
mm-hmm.
says, hey, I'm able to pray. I'm able to take on, oh, Lord, every time I think about it, every time, you know, you think of, because we talk about intercessory prayer, that's a whole other show.
That's a whole
and what
nother
that entails.
Show.
But being able to go through these things and have that connection. So we get curses and we get blessings. But this is deep stuff. This is serious deep stuff.
Oh,
are you
blood.
Feel a song coming on?
Yeah, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. I feel a preach in my belly. Oh, the blood. There are 20 things the blood of Christ does. In Matthew 26:28, it remits sins. In John 6:53, it gives life to those who consume it. In John 6:56, it causes us to dwell in Christ and he in us. In Romans 5:9, it justifies us and saves us from wrath. In Ephesians 1:7, 1 Peter 1:18-19, Revelation 5:9, it redeems us. Ephesians 2:13 says, it brings those who were far away from God near to him. Colossians 1:14, it grants us the forgiveness of sin. Colossians 1:20, it brings peace and reconciliation to God. Hebrews 9:12, it has obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 13:12, it sanctifies us. 1 John 1:7, it cleanses us from all sins. 1 John 5:8, it bears witness in the earth along with the spirit and the water. Revelation 1:5, 7, and 14, chapter 7 and 14, it is the means by which Jesus washes us. So the blood is so significant. Revelation 12:11, it is the means by which we overcome the accuser of the brethren. The blood is so significant. That's why there's so much power in the blood. Once I understood the meaning and the purpose of the blood, communion for me, was never the same. Have you ever wondered why we had to break bread and, you know, drink of the blood as often as we do this? Because every time we do it, it brings about a new meaning. Every time we do it, we're cleansed once again, symbolically. Every time we do it, we are acknowledging, you know, the crucifixion of Christ, the sacrifice that I talked about earlier, where it says, in all the sacrifices, there had to be a shedding of blood. There had to be. It never once said that they sacrificed an animal, drained the blood, and presented the flesh. I said something like that. What did you just say? It never said that when they sacrificed the animal, they drained the blood and presented the flesh to the altar. That one right there was good.
That was good stuff. That was good. That was good. Come on now.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so glad you said it twice, because the first time I missed it. And the second, I was like, wait a minute. Did she just, that's deep. Mm. Deep, and that's real.
Yes. They presented their flesh with blood.
So when we confess our sins, we're doing exactly what we're doing. Our flesh is us confessing our sins and coming to the altar. Whoa, that was deep. That was, you know what? I think that honestly, I think we need to marinate on that one for a quick sec. I think what we need to do at this time is go to a break and let everybody just take that one in. What you say, Lady Cookaback?
Hey, check us out, Radio Angels.
Fortune and fire, and we just like to take a moment and sing one of our favorites. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The blood that Jesus shed for me, oh, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never, never, never lose its power.
I'm here. You know, it's so interesting that just because something is passed down through your line, your bloodline, that is negative, like Lady Quarterback said, there's a way out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way out. There is a way out. There was something you said, Lord, there was something. I'm having an intellectual pause right now, an intellectual pause. I can't read. There was something you said that I wanted. Oh, yes, about the entrepreneurship. See, it was just an intellectual pause.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand when people say, oh, I'm having a senior moment. No, you're having an intellectual pause.
Right.
So
right.
Keep that in your notebook. I'm having an intellectual pause.
You're having an intellectual pause. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But now the pause is over. And so the thing about the entrepreneurship, I believe that that's 100% true. See, remember back in the days when your family was out there hustling?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter mm-hmm. what the hustle is. You know what I'm saying? Because my grandmother mm-hmm. worked for a number hole years
mm-hmm.
ago. She was a bookkeeper for a number hole. She was out there hustling. My grandmother used to throw rent parties and stuff. That's still a hustle. And because
mm-hmm.
it's a hustle, it's still entrepreneurship. What happens
mm-hmm.
is in 2015, we have this fancy word called entrepreneurship. We were doing that
mm-hmm.
back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me starting to talk about moonshine. That's a whole nother
mm-hmm.
ball game. But still in all, that's still traits of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that when your grandmother used to make dinners and sell them on Friday night, that that was her own business. It may not have been, quote, unquote, legal in Uncle Sam's eyes. It still was a business.
Mm-hmm.
She still had entrepreneurship skills, tools,
mm-hmm.
all those different things. So make
mm-hmm.
sure you look at, examine your family in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Because what you think is just like, oh, hogwash, blah, 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 is really something coming through your bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So really just pay attention. But the thing is that, yes, there is a way out, you know. And Lady Quarterback just said, pray and fast, you know. But before we get into the deep prayers and all that good stuff, what I want you guys to know is that you need to confess, sincerely confess all your sins, deeply do that first as you go
mm-hmm.
into prayer. And then you need to break and destroy all generational curses through prayer. So once
mm-hmm.
you confess your sins, because the bottom line is this, we have to be able to come to God with a clean heart. So when
clean
we come
heart.
To him with a
mm-hmm.
clean heart, then we can begin to start talking about different things. And maybe you don't know what the curses are. So you
mm-hmm.
go in and you pray and say, God, break these curses,
mm-hmm.
these generational
reveal,
curses
reveal
that
them
I happen.
Mm-hmm. Reveal them to
right.
me.
Right. Reveal them to me
mm-hmm.
so that I can address them. Because the
mm-hmm.
thing is, you're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
It's because your mother was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's because your grandmother was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's because your father was depressed. You know, it's the same thing as, oh, today you have diabetes, your mother has diabetes. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Your mother had diabetes, your father had diabetes, you had diabetes. You can stop it. You can stop it. Understand that you can stop it. You're depressed right now. You can stop it. Confess
mm.
your sins, whatever you know to be your sins right now, confess it to God and come to him with a clean heart and let him know, like Lady Quarterback said, reveal to me, God, what these curses are so that
mm-hmm.
I know how to go in and tear it up.
Because mm-hmm.
when you know, then you can just rip it up. You can tear it up.
Just
you can stomp on it. You could just walk in your victory, because that's what it's all about. It's about walking in your victory.
Yes.
Because
and we
of
have
curse.
The power to do that, yes.
Yes. Mm. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for that.
Jesus, this is good stuff, y'all. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. Once again, we have a few minutes left. If you would like to call and comment or say something or ask a question, please dial 347-857-1295. The lines are open. We would love to hear from you, to engage with you. This stuff right here, when I tell you I'm about to go and just write some stuff down, because I'm at a point where I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick. and tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it has
mm-hmm.
to stop. And if I am a believer, I'm a child of God, I'm a king's kid, I'm all those things that I profess and proclaim, then I need to stop the cycle because I believe in my spirit that there's so much more for me to have, so much more for me to obtain, and it's something wrong if either I can't retain it, it's not sustaining. Something ain't right. Something has infiltrated. Something has
right.
is here illegally. I need to be serving some eviction notice. They need to be getting up out of here.
Come on.
Because I have
and
nieces
that's real talk.
And nephews. Yes, I have nieces and nephews. And my nephew just had a baby girl that was born this week. Shout out to Dontrell Promay Rush. He's a young man that's loving his children and getting his life I need to stop some crisis. Because I am the eldest of the family. My mother and father are no longer here of our immediate family. So I'm the oldest. So everybody's looking at TT. And I'm honored and humbled because God is saying to me, you can do it. It's your time. You're anointed for such a time as this. So what am I going to do with it? Sit and complain? Sit and say, you know, my mother and father passed, and this is the state that they were in, and now. But no. Because I know who I am. I know whose I am. So I'm going to pray like I never prayed before. I'm going to fast like there's no tomorrow, especially with death happening all around me all the time. Not close to me, well, close to me, but also just in the streets and in the world. Radio Angel, do you have a caller?
Well, we do have a caller. We do have a caller. And first, the area code of the caller is 718. Sorry about that. All my New York numbers are jamming in my head. 917 is the area code. Last two digits are 3830. Caller, you're on the line. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Morning Glory International Prayer Ministry. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I do the same thing on the prayer line. I say the voices are home, but now I'm on here saying the prayer line. Sorry about that, guys. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome.
Good morning. This is Stephanie Morris from Brooklyn. I just want to thank
you,
ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi. My sisters, this was such an awesome call. And it really, really speaks to my life because one of the things I didn't realize and that hit me was we talk about generational curses all the time, but I never even thought about generational blessings. But now the Spirit spoke to me, it's legacy. When we create something for our family that will last generations to generations, that is the generational blessing. And I know for my life, I am an entrepreneur at heart because I recognize my father's family, his grandfather, his father, and all his father's brothers were all entrepreneurs, all of them, every last one of them.
Wow.
And that's where I get it from. Now, it was interesting. I've thought about this a lot. My father saw the struggles of his uncles and his father with the business. Yes, I believe my grandfather's business was very successful. It was in Brooklyn. It was a mechanic shop, and he fixed trucks, but time, because he was always working. And I think back when my father was growing up, it was more of a time of security and pension and, you know, retirement. That was the mindset. And I'm so grateful now that the mindset is changing and more of our younger people are looking to own their own business, looking to do things their way. And you could pass those businesses on. You know, I'm just so grieved in my spirit that my father never thought to keep the mechanic shop when my grandfather died. I was only two, so I never met my grandfather, unfortunately. But had he kept the shop and just had somebody run it for him, you know, that was that would be something maybe one of my brothers could have grew up in the shop, learned, and thus took over the business. You know, we as a people have to learn how to pass things to our children and then our children's children. I know just for example, Italians have pizzerias, and they want their sons to own the pizzerias when they pass.
So
we need to have that same mindset. So I am grateful that God gave me the entrepreneur spirit from my grandfather and his brothers, and that I can carry it on for my future generations because, you know, we've had so much land in Virginia that has now been dispersed to God knows where, you
right,
know.
Right.
And once you disperse it, you can't get it back at the same price that you sold it for.
Right, right.
So we need to continue to keep what we have in our family and keep it for the future generations because had I had a piece of that land, maybe I can go and build stores on that land.
Right, right. Thank you for calling in, Ms. Stephanie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're absolutely correct. What I believe and what I believe wholeheartedly is when we begin to pray, you know, like you said, not just against the curses but the blessings, God will give you strategic a strategic plan in order to keep that legacy afloat. He's going to tell you exactly what to pray, how to pray, when to pray. He's going to, you know, lead and direct you on what you need to do and how you need to utilize the power and the anointing that he's given us in order to break those curses and also sustain the blessing that's on our bloodline. So those things in prayer, you know, we have to be more intentional in prayer so that we'll know exactly what to ask for, when to ask for it. And then he'll give it to us, and we'll be able to speak that out over our family, over our bloodlines, and that thing we will be able to see that manifest and feel good about it. Thank you so much for calling in with those key points. You are the things I'm telling y'all, this bloodline thing,
This is good stuff. It is no joke. It's no joke. And I'm so glad that. And I think, you know, I think you're right. We're in a season, we're in a season where God really needs us to really line up. Not that he didn't need us to line up yesterday, but he needs us to line up now. He's in a state where if you think for one moment, people, that Christ is not coming back, if you think that for one moment that he's not coming back, that's all I gotta say. Because the Bible speaks of the Bible speaks of all the things that are happening right now. You know, maybe you never really read the Bible. Maybe you never went into Revelations. Maybe you never even read the New Testament. I don't know. But this is the time that you guys need to just dive in. And you know what? You don't have to dive in by yourself. You don't have to dive in by yourself. You know, connect with us here at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Connect with us. Connect with us on our website. It's www.themorningglory.org. Themorningglory.org. Connect with us. We have a prayer line that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have one prayer line that's dedicated to the mothers. So it is important that you connect because you can't do it all by yourself.
You can't do it all by yourself.
You know, we're on Facebook. Connect with us on Facebook so that you can, you know, get the word. Do what you got to do to get right. Because I know, please, I be lady quarterback. Me and her be having deep conversations. Deep conversations. You know,
and
this is my
true.
Sister.
That's
we're
it.
Able to have these conversations.
Amen. And that's it, too. Also, you know, connect with a good church home if you're, you know, where you are. You may not be in the New York area. Connect with a good church home. You know, it's about relationships. It's about relationships. And if you don't have a solid relationship, then you will be tossed to and fro. You won't be stable. You won't be anchored. You know, so in your prayer time, I mean, you know, I believe that these words are put in the hearts and spirit of people that are listening. Connect with a church home. Connect with a good pastor. You know, go to church. Don't mean that you have to join that whole, you know, that's something else. But you know, connect, grow, be in the fold. You know, find someone,
exactly.
you know, that you trust. You know, that you were able
mm-hmm.
to get what you need because it's needed. It is so needed because these are truly the last days, period. And it's getting closer and closer. Things that used to be subtle is blatant. Things that
Ooh,
used to be hidden
that's
is
another show.
Things
that's
that
another
used
show.
To be under
I mean,
the road
seriously.
Is sitting on the couch, chilling with you. You know, things that all of those, what? It's so blatant. And, you
it
know,
is.
The whole purpose and the meaning of this vehicle, which I'm so honored to be in partner with, is for us to make sure that all of our listeners, all of the people that are supporting us and listening, our families, our friends of the show, that they're going to be in the right place. Because he's coming. He's coming. At the end of the day, that's it. You know, and we want to make sure that your mind, your hearts are clear, your hands are clean, and that you're in alignment with God. That's it. That's all. That's the purpose of being a minister, you know, being an ambassador for Christ is to spread the gospel so that everybody can hear the gospel. And in that believing that what they hear, that they line up. Understanding your bloodline. I'm telling y'all, good stuff. This one goes long too. We'll be right back after this toe tap and knee slap.
I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus.
I need
Yes. We need a little more. I need a lot more Jesus. I don't need a little more. I need a lot more Jesus. Well, family and friends, it's that time. It's the end of the first half of the show. We thank you so much for tuning in. We thank you so much for joining us, Understanding Your Bloodline Part 2, Biblical Connection. We tied it in with the word. Oh, good meat, good meat. Again, you can always go on to the website to listen to the latest episode, www.themorningglory.org. Now, stay tuned for our second half of the show, starting with In the Hood. We'll be right back.
We're back. In the Hood. I'm super excited about what's going on in the hood. I just want to remind each and every one of you, if you have something that's going on in your hood, what we need you to do is email us at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. We want to be able to shout out what's going on and share with our community what's going on in your community. So make sure you email us or reach out to us on Facebook. So let's see what's going on this week. As you know, Kingdom Life Temple Church, which is located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, every third Saturday of the month, they have their pantry. So please make sure that you line up, tell a friend about it, come on out, because they are giving away free food. Yay! And in this time, we all need some free food. Also, I just want to also let you know that December 5th, please mark your calendars, is Lucinda Cross's Vision Board Party. Now, see, you might have been to a vision party where all you did was put some paper pictures on a board and y'all went out the door. That is not the case for this one. Please note that it is not the case. Note that when you go there, you will have an experience. It's, believe me, the first one she ever did, I went to, I was crying when I left. Well, actually, I wasn't crying when I left, but I was crying during it, and I was doing my cleansing and purging. So that gives you an idea, people, that it's not just scissors, paper, and glue. It's a little more than that. So what else is going on in our community is Kingdom Life Temple is having a wonderful service tomorrow of affirmance of church leaders. And guess who's on the line? Minister Kim E. Underwood. So she is a part of this, and her church is acknowledging her as a leader. So it takes place tomorrow at 5 p.m. at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Kingdom Life Temple, which is located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx. So come and be a part of it. Also, we want to give a super, super shout out to Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Now, I don't know if I got that right. I don't know if I was supposed to say Dr., then Pastor. But anyway, you get the drift. I want to give a shout out to him because his baby girl, woohoo, has been featured on Soccer Star magazine. So we want to definitely give him a shout out and give her a shout out, the first lady as well. So Tyler was on the Soccer Star magazine for this month. Oh my goodness. You got to see this little girl in action. I see all the pictures. She be working it. And it's so important that we get our young people into different sports to help them to be able to go forward. So guess what, guys? We have something very, very, very special for you today. Normally, this is our Leadership Corner section. After we go into the hood, we go straight into leadership. But today, we have something very special. The Healing Chef, the Healing Chef has to give us some nuggets. So this is going to be our Leadership Corner. I want you guys to take note. You've heard him on our show before, and he'll be back again, but he decided to drop us a sweet nugget. So you guys take a listen and enjoy. Make sure you still got those pens and papers, because he's dropping a couple of nuggets that I think that you all may want to take down.
Hello, family. This is Chef Carlton, your healing chef. Today I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is an annual holiday that we celebrate. We eat lots of food and we get with family and friends and have a lot of fun. But Thanksgiving is a little bit more than that. Thanksgiving is also an everyday event that I try to implement in my life because I'm thankful to God for the food that He has supplied me with in my life that are healthy, that nourish my body, that strengthen my bones, that feed me the nutrients and vitamins and minerals that I need to sustain my body. So, in a sense, it's not just an annual Thanksgiving that I'm celebrating. It's an everyday Thanksgiving that we should all celebrate, being thankful to God for what He has given us in the way of food. Now, you know, food is something that I think a lot of us take for granted. We go to the stores and we buy what we want because it looks good, it tastes good, it smells good. We buy it, we eat it. But we're consuming a lot of things that we should not be putting in our bodies. From high fructose corn syrup to food colors and dyes and things of that nature. Chemical pesticides that have been sprayed on foods for one reason or another. Waxes that they use to preserve them. There's so many different things that are put in or on foods that are harmful to us. And some of them we know about, but I think we get caught up because they don't do damage right away. So we're okay with it. But we need to not put these things in our bodies because they're harmful. A lot of the ailments that we deal with nowadays are a direct result of eating foods that we should not be eating. And if we eliminate those foods or at least bring them to a minimum of ingesting them in our bodies during our lifetime, we'll save ourselves a whole lot of pain, heartache, doctor bills, pill popping, and we'll have a better quality of life. So with that said, Thanksgiving is a time of year that's coming up upon us very shortly. And during this Thanksgiving season, we not only want to be thankful because we have friends and family around us, but we want to be thankful for the food that God has provided for us to eat. And some of those foods, macaroni and cheese, the turkey, the ham, the mashed potatoes and gravy, I mean, the list goes on and on. Greens, salad, string beans, dinner rolls, cornbread, you name it. People are fixing it all over the country. And it's not just limited to turkey and ham anymore. So let's be aware and let's be careful in the preparation of the foods that we do eat so that we make them more healthier for our families. Your family deserves to eat healthy foods that will nourish their bodies rather than tear it down. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time of year. Let's keep it that way. Another group of foods, I should say, that we should be concerned about is raw fruits and vegetables. Fresh, raw fruits and vegetables are very essential in feeding us the nutrients and the vitamins and whatnot that we need in our bodies. So every meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, whether it's a holiday, or whether it's just a regular day of the year, let's make sure we eat more raw fruits and vegetables because they're great for our system. They help our digestive system. They give us the vitamins we need. They strengthen our bones. There's so many different things that they do. And one thing that I definitely want to touch on, because I only have a few minutes with you today, is candied yams. A lot of us eat candied yams for Thanksgiving, and they're good. They're so delicious, depending on who makes them and how they make them. But they're loaded with sugar products. They're loaded with all sorts of things that are not healthy for us. So for an alternative this Thanksgiving, let's try a fresh baked sweet potato. Instead of the candy yam, do a sweet potato, but do a fresh baked one the same way you would bake your white potatoes. And when you dress it for your plate, how about we try a little bit of butter instead of margarine, because butter is healthier, and sprinkle it with cinnamon. And see how that works out for you, family. That's just an alternative and one of the recipes that I like to use that's a little bit healthier for us. So as Thanksgiving approaches, remember, eat healthy, eat to live. Don't live to eat. And have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.
All right, everybody, don't be fronting, Y'all all know that this is one of those Thanksgiving songs that y'all play when y'all all family get together. Stop it, you already know. That's definitely one of my favorites when we get together. So I just wanted to start off our Thanksgiving week quite nice. So we want to thank the Healing Chef for coming by and giving us some really great tips. I pray that you have taken down some notes. And right now, we're going to go into hearing about some money. Let's hear about the money.
Hey there, Superwoman. Ray Jenkins here. And I wanted to talk today about money crisis. Yesterday, I posted in our group, and I asked a question. I was asking, what's your immediate response when money crisis happens? Because, truth be told, money crisis happens to the best of us. Doesn't matter what your income level is. Doesn't matter how much money you're making, how much money you're not making. Money crisis will happen. Now, I guess maybe depending on your income level, money crisis, or your mentality, money crisis may happen less often, but it will catch you by surprise. So you need a strategy, and you've got to make sure that you get a strategy in place for yourself. Now, just this morning, I had a conversation with someone who is very productive in their business, and they do have profit coming to them from their business. So I would never suggest to you that you shouldn't look to your business for income or profit or, you know, a flow of money. Brace yourself, Superwoman. But what I am going to tell you is you cannot have a confidence in that. Here's what happened. This Superwoman shall remain nameless. But here's what happened. She did the work. She did the work, and she had money sitting in her, she had money coming to her account, money that never made it to her personal account, money for services rendered. Yeah, absolutely. Did the work. But some craziness happened where the merchant company that handles the transactions decided they wanted to audit her transactions. So guess what they did? They froze up all of her money. What's the problem? The problem is she was relying on that money. The problem is she was counting on that money. And if it was you, you would probably be relying on and counting on that money too, for each of us. So, you know, what was the strategy? What was the plan? Well, before we talk about strategy, then we need to address one huge thing. And that is, you know, the panic came because the enemy of your financial prosperity shows up. And when he does, if you have a confidence in that thing that produces income for you, then you'll be shaken to your core. Now, I'm not accusing her of that, but that happens. And when it does happen, are you shaken to your core? Are you frustrated? Are you nervous? Are you worried? Are you fearful? And just be honest with yourself, because none of these conversations are about judging you or condemning you. It's about addressing where you are so that we can overcome some stuff. We can get beyond some stuff. Okay, so how do we eliminate that? Well, it's by understanding who our source is. God is our source of income. Our businesses, our jobs, or our Social Security, whatever money, dictatable, predictable income comes from for you on a weekly, monthly basis, they are all resources. All resources. All resources. So source, resource. You've got to understand that your business, your job, or whatever resource that God uses, God your source, God the source, uses to get that money to you, affords you to be able to execute your skills and your abilities and all of that in exchange for money. They are resources. You've got to remember that. That is the very first thing. That is the foundational thing that will prevent you from stressing and worrying. So when the situation presents itself, you'll need a strategy. And that is the first thing of your strategy. Do not stress. Do not stress. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you stress, then now you've got to overcome the stress, get beyond the stress, so there's more internal work for you to do so that you can get your answer. And here's what's true. Your source has the answer, always has, always will. And so when you go to your source, if you don't stress, then you'll be able to hear clearly almost immediately, almost instantly. But if you're stressed, then you got to do all the praying and all of the clothes, you know, whatever you got to do to get into a better headspace so that you'll be able to hear clearly, okay? So the first thing is don't stress. That's the first thing. The second thing is go to your source. Your money is not limited to your ability to produce it. Let me repeat that, Superwoman. Your money is not limited to your ability to produce it. Yes, I said it. Yes, it doesn't only come by the work of your hands. When you go to your source, who has an unlimited supply, he knows the backup plan. He knows how to get money to you. He knows where money is. So ask him. So, two-step process. One, don't stress. Two, ask your source. I mean, I guess you could add a three in. It's in there, but, you know, I think it's kind of a given. But just in case it's not, step three would be wait to hear him answer you. Allow him to lead you, and he leads you through his answer. And then four, take action. So four steps. Okay, I broke it down, made it as simple as possible. Four steps. Don't stress. Number one. Number two, ask your source for help. Ask him where some money is. Ask him where the money is. Ask him to get some money flowing to you. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Number three, wait to hear from him. And four, take action once you've heard from him. All right, Superwoman, this is kind of long. Sorry, but I needed to get that point across to you. Hope it helps. Talk to you soon, Superwoman. Ray Jenkins, checking out.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You can check out Ray Jenkins on Facebook under Ray Jenkins. And get some more extra tips for her. And you know you can always find her here at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. At this time, we're going to listen to our experts, relationship experts, and let's see what they have to say about this holiday season.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the King, partner. Ha. You know I can't leave you without having.
And it looks like we have Bob from Syracuse. And Bobby, how you doing, brother? He's asking, you know, he's saying it's been tough on him mentally this year. And going into the season, he's alone. He's not married with any children, and his family lives in another country. And he wants to know how to make it through the holidays mentally. Let's talk to him.
Wow. Okay, this is a two-part answer, Bobby. Number one, use technology to get to your family. FaceTime, Skype, you know, during that holiday season, make sure you're spending time using technology to see your family, to see each and every one of them, okay? All of us, well, many of us, I would dare to say probably 80% of us have some type of technology, whether it be an iPad or an iPhone or Android or whatever the case may be. Use that to communicate with your family members. And then number two, don't forget that being lonely is something that our society will say, hey, well, if you're single or if you're in a relationship, that doesn't mean you're happy, and if you're single, that doesn't mean you're lonely. Well, guess what? I understand the premise of that, but it's a lot of hogwash in many cases. So what I'm suggesting then is find someone within your area that maybe you're close to and go spend time with their family. Or even better, go volunteer at one of the shelters or one of the community events to be able to give back to others who are less fortunate. Sure, you may not have your family with you, Bobby, because they're in another country. But guess what? You do have family. You're not alone. You do have someone that you can reach out to. And if you look at the alternative, many, many people, for whatever reason, don't have someone that they can Skype or they can FaceTime. So another way to give back is to go volunteer at the food shelter, at the at the homeless shelter, or maybe you can just simply go out and give the homeless care packages and just talk to them on that Christmas day.
Wow.
Do things like that to avoid being alone, because it's so many things you can be doing or so many situations you could be in that are not conducive to a life that you desire. But at the same time, you have a lot of grace and mercy, so sow that back into someone else.
All right. Sow back into somebody else.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
Everybody, listen, just in case you didn't know, here is the main ingredient, it really changed my life, a life full of iniquity and very deeply stained, but I found my hope at Calvary, going from the Savior's hand. You ask me if I think it works, I tell you I don't think, cause I know.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Well, everyone, the train is pulling into the station. Gather all of your belongings. This is your conductor, LaTanya, Lady Quarterback, filling in for the awesome, anointed, wonderful minister, Kim E. Underwood. It has been a joy and a pleasure to be with you, to be the guest host for today. I don't, again, don't take it for granted. I'm also, I'm always humbled when God gives and opens the doors for opportunities for me. And I'm so grateful beyond measure because I know that I know that I know that it's not deserving out of my actions. But I get it because He loves me. He loves me. So this is the part of the show that I love and I adore, where we offer Christ to you. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So, if everyone will repeat after me, for those of you that are not saved and those of you that don't repeat it every time, I say it every time. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins before you. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, today was good. Understanding Your Bloodline, Part 2. You know, if you've missed anything, of course, go to the archive section of our Blog Talk Radio show, The Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. And also stay connected. Join the fan page, Facebook, The Morning Glory IVO Hope. Get Breakfast for Your Soul weekdays, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern, on the Breakfast Line, 641-715-3630. The access code is 100-3997. And moms, there's something one night a week for you that empower you, which is on Mondays at 9:30 p.m. on the PTA line at 218-862-9377. The access code is 9874. Had a wonderful time today. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I pray that everyone have a blessed Thanksgiving week, that you enjoy your family, that you pray, that you just pray that there's no confusion this week. Let it be one week or one holiday with your family, with your bloodline, where there's no confusion, where the enemy will not infiltrate and allow discord to come in, where there's an abundance of love. I plead the blood of Jesus right now over every family under the sound of my voice. God, I ask that you allow this Thanksgiving, the 2015 Thanksgiving, be a Thanksgiving like never before. Let it be the beginning of something special within bloodlines. Let legacies be created and established on this year, oh God. God, allow your presence to flow from one person to the next, oh God. Let the mark, Macleod, and the heart and the pillar of the family rise up with confidence, with wisdom, oh God, with prayer, God, with fasting, oh God, steadfasting, with anchoring the family in you from this day, this season, this year, this generation forward. I love you all with the love of Christ. Thank you so much. Until then, see you soon.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly. It's my time.